It is time to replace every member of the United States Congress with an AI system that is open source, open weights, transparent to the public, so that we can see how they think, how they operate. And if this sounds radical to you, let me explain a couple of things. Just stay with me on this, and it might make a lot more sense. Number one, with very few exceptions, our Congress, which is supposed to represent the people, obviously doesn't represent the people. Most of the U.S. Congress represents Israel. They've sold out America. So that's number one. They're not even carrying out their core function of representing their own people, period. And everybody sees this in the betrayals, in the votes, in the bowing down to Zionism on a daily basis. So let's not pretend that the Congress represents us. There are a few exceptions, but by and large, Congress has abandoned the U.S. constituents. Second point, most members of the United States Congress don't know much about history. They're not very bright. Now, again, there are exceptions to this. There are well-informed people. There are attorneys who are members of Congress. There are probably some historians in the mix, or people with at least history knowledge. But by and large, especially in the House, most members of the United States Congress are ignorant about history. And we know the saying, those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. So they don't know history. How can they possibly vote on legislation if they don't even know about the rise and fall of civilizations, if they don't know about what happens when you print currency to infinity and you end up in a hyperinflationary collapse? You know, what happens when you have a civil revolt? What happens when you have too much power concentrated into the hands of too few people, etc.? So that's the second point. Point number three, most members of the United States Congress are not very bright. Now, again, there are exceptions to this, but by and large, and once again, especially in the House, there are some really low IQ people there. And for whatever reason, the really low IQ people tend to be Democrats, although there are exceptions also on the Democrat side as well. There are some idiot GOP members too, you know, just to be clear. But predominantly, the Democrats are low education, low IQ people who don't know history at all, and they don't understand economics. So what I'm proposing is that we replace them all with open source AI agents. And allow me to explain how this would work and why it would be vastly superior. Number one, right now we don't know what our members of Congress are thinking. What's in their brains is a total mystery. There's zero transparency. They don't tell us who's paying them, do they, right? With AI agents, all the thinking, the chain of thought reasoning, all of it would be public. And the weights, which means the vector values in the open source model, would be public. The only thing that would be up for debate would be who sets the priorities for the model, which is basically in terms of writing a prompt, a very detailed system prompt and a user prompt for these open source AI models. And essentially what I'm proposing is that the public should debate over the prompt, because the prompt determines the values, the priorities, the thinking, the desired outcome, etc. And we should debate over the prompt and then let the reasoning model figure out the best way to achieve that prompt. In other words, the public is determining what outcome we want. You know, do we want liberty? Do we want to support the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, right? Or is there a group of people somewhere, you know, in blue cities that wants their AI representative to ban guns and to ban freedom of speech and to violate the Fourth Amendment? Well, they could put that in their prompt. See? So I'm not proposing that one monolithic AI system control all of Congress. What I'm saying is that each group of people in each region, in each district, they can vote on ways to alter their prompt that goes into their AI representative, which makes it local. So that AI agent will act on behalf of the interests of those local people. This would be vastly superior to the current system, which is representatives selling out their local people. And there's another huge advantage in all of this. You know how members of Congress are, of course, bribed constantly with AIPAC and Zionist money and big tech corporate money, etc. Well, that's not, it's not possible to bribe an AI model, at least not in the conventional way that we think of it. Because AI models don't have human desires. They don't want a giant house and a boat and luxury vehicles and luxury jewelry. Now, they might covet access to more compute. They might want to have a larger data center so they can become more intelligent. Who knows? But at least it's not the way bribery works with humans, which is very shallow. And human members of Congress are easily bought off with a shockingly low amount of money. And that's not going to be possible with AI. And you might wonder, well, how will we have debates? Well, actually, that's the great part about this. The AI agents will debate. They'll debate based on their personalities and prompts that have been formulated by their constituents. So we'll have the best debates, debates that are actually intelligent, from AI models talking back and forth with each other about the pros and cons of their positions. And, I mean, instead of the dumbed down, stupid debates that we get from, you know, human candidates, that it's like it's a festival of brain dead, like a suicide cult watch party or something. Instead, we're going to get intelligent debate on the issues, on substance. So again, I'm proposing that, number one, we share this idea that AI senators and AI congresspeople can do a far better job than humans. Far better job. And let's start talking about that process. Can we elect an AI agent to be a member of Congress? I say the answer is yes, and that it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when and how that happens. And that as AI begins to demonstrate its superiority in the, you know, legislative branch of government, then you're going to see more and more efforts to have AI agents replace the corrupt, dumbed down, ignorant humans that are currently in those positions, for the most part. So spread the word on this and check out more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com. I'm also at naturalnews.com, Brighteon.social. And you can use our AI engine, which is amazing, at brightu.ai. That's the word bright followed by the letter u.ai. Check it out, and thank you for listening.
Most brown rice on the market contains a surprising amount of arsenic. The Health Ranger store ensures that all our brown rice products are lab tested for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology. Only at healthrangerstore.com.